As a high school group, we were tasked with preparing a sermon for Youth Sunday. During our talks on Wednesdays, we discussed some key topics, and instead of performing a skit or a stop-motion Lego video, we decided we would share our thoughts that were generated through these discussions. Today, we are going to talk about how important it is to see everyone as a child of God. We've had numerous discussions about these topics and logos, and feel it's very important to share some of the points that we have and why we feel it is important to share the message that everyone is a child of God, no matter their differences. Despite our differences, we all put pants on the same way. You are not better than anyone else, but neither are you lesser than anyone else. God made everyone, so they were made from the same hands that made you and I, and therefore everyone is perfect just the way they are. Some topics we bring up today may be sensitive, but it is important to keep an open mind. Now please take a moment to think of a time when you have made an assumption about a person or a group of people based on stereotypes. Please write this on the slip of paper, blank slip of paper provided on the bulletin.
Recently, a video of a Mount Hebron student saying disturbingly hateful racist comments was spread across the internet. The hateful words that came out of the student's mouth affected many people and even led to several walkouts at various Howard County schools to show that we will not stand by and let such racist things go unnoticed. This video made us realize that unfortunately racism is still alive and shown today. I go to Hammond High School, and our school was one of the schools that had a walkout. We had a two-hour-long walkout in support of the Black Lives Matter campaign, and it was a huge inspiration to everyone. People from the neighborhood came to watch and listen as students from Hammond gave speeches about race and how it affects our everyday lives. It was amazing to see people of all different backgrounds and cultures come together and unite to say that as humans, we are one, and race should not matter. If a bunch of crazy high schoolers can see that, shouldn't the rest of the world be able to?
All too often, we hear people telling us not to judge others by the color of their skin. But why do we live in a world where the color of our skin defines who we are as a person? What makes one race better than another?
God made us just as He wanted us to be. The Lord wants us all to love our neighbors as ourselves. It doesn't matter if your neighbor is white, black, Hispanic, or any other race. Everyone is a child of God, and everyone is equal in God's eyes. If everyone is equal in God's eyes, then why isn't everyone equal in ours? The color of your skin should not and does not define who you are. It does not matter where you come from, because we are all made up from the same bones, and we are all made from the hands of God. Everyone is born with a blank slate. None of us are born racist. We become racist when we hear why one race is supposedly better than another. Attitudes such as racism are formed from parents, peers, and the media. No one is inherently racist. Racism is a learned behavior that, with a little bit of careful watching, can be removed, but it does take effort. Each and every one of us has to make a conscious effort to stop our own internal prejudice and prejudice of those around us. With the help of the Lord, all of us can make an effort to stop racism. Think back to a time when you've heard someone make a racist joke or comment. Did you stop them? Did you tell them that these jokes are wrong and cruel? If the answer is no, then do so next time. As stated in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed, and do not fear their intimidation, and do not be troubled. The Lord tells us many times to stand up for what is right, no matter what the circumstances. And standing up to those who make racist comments is exactly what God would want us to do. Even if the racist comment does not directly affect you, it does affect those around you, maybe even your best friend. Each and every one of us were made by the hands of God. We all started out as skin and bones. We were brought onto this earth not to judge people for who they are, but to love them as a child of God. So remember the one rule of Logos, not only in church, but as you leave here today, to treat everyone as a child of God.
The next subject is quite a bit touchier than race. Most people only have to battle subconscious discrimination against people of different races. And we can agree it's the right thing to do. People, especially in the Christian community, are very divided on how to treat the people I am going to discuss now. The children of God I'm talking about are people who are not mutually attracted to the opposite gender. No matter what you choose to call them, LGBT+ or SAGA, gay or queer, many feel they are grouped to be treated differently, like they are less than human, less than children of God. Now, this sermon isn't about changing your views on the subject. It doesn't matter if you think the Bible condemns them or accepts them. People who have trained their whole lives to read the Bible still can't agree on which it is. I am certainly not fit to tell you what to think. I can't even figure out how to read the genealogy pages of the Bible. But the thing is, whether you believe they choose to be that way or they're born like that, they are humans, and they were made with purpose and love by God. As read in 1 Corinthians, God made us just as he wanted us to be. We should not be ashamed of who we are, because that is who the Lord wants us to be. Other sexualities would not exist if the Lord, with his great power, didn't want them to be. He made us who we are for a reason.
Around the time that gay marriage was legalized, I attended a small southern church way out in the country while visiting family. During the sermon, the pastor brought up the newly passed law, and the words he preached about it left me shocked. He said it was a shame we lived in a world where such things were being legalized, and I was stunned that a pastor would preach about something like that with so much judgment. I sat there thinking how something like that would never happen at our church, and this experience really made me appreciate the church we're in, and how we can be so open-minded and accepting of other children of God. We are very fortunate to grow up in an area with such diversity, so we can develop the views we have and be so accepting of others as they express who they are and how God was meant for them to be.
I have a friend who is gay. She has been my best friend since I moved to Maryland. She's a very friendly and bright girl, yet she isolates herself sometimes. She's keeping her relationship a secret due to being scared she won't be accepted and feels discriminated against. Many of my friends are gay or bisexual. I still treat them the same as I'd treat anyone else because they are all children of God. So why can't the rest of us do this? When the gay marriage law got passed, I immediately went to my hairdresser and asked her to shave half my head and the other hair side would be rainbow colors. So when I went to my Teens on Tour, which is a roller coaster camp, I went and someone asked me, why is half your hair shaved and why do you have rainbow hair in the other? And I said, to prove a point, that you can accept me, but why can't you accept others and their choices? We are all beautiful in God's eyes, and we're all his children.
On June 21st, 2015, the Presbyterian Church USA officially amended the wording of its definition of marriage to read, "Marriage is a gift God has given to all humankind for the well-being of the entire human family. Marriage involves a unique commitment between two people, traditionally a man and a woman, to love and support each other for the rest of their lives. The sacrificial love that unites the couple sustains them as faithful and responsible members of the church and the wider community. In civil law, marriage is a contract that recognizes the rights and obligations of the married couple in society. In the Reformed traditions, marriage is also a covenant in which God has an active part and which the community of faith publicly witnesses and acknowledges. Whether you agree or disagree with this decision, the rewording means that people who have dedicated their lives to reading and enforcing the Bible believe that as a fulfillment of God's will to allow the same gender couples to get married in the church. If an entire denomination can allow these children of God to marry who they want to marry, then we as Christians should at least be able to treat these people, our neighbors, family, and friends, with the love and respect that God commanded us to. Same-sex couples deserve the same rights that straight couples would get, and no one should get a say in their plans beside them. This church means a lot to me. Growing up, I loved coming here because I knew that everyone here treated me with kindness and love. Christ Memorial was a safe place to me, sometimes the only place I felt truly accepted. Outside of church, I would proudly tell people that I was Christian, associating the term with kind and loving people. I quickly learned that not everyone felt that way. I began to hear stories of people who used the Bible as an excuse to hurt others. The stories that truly broke my heart were ones where children were kicked out of their homes for loving someone that people claimed was against the Bible. I couldn't believe that there were people out there who believed in the same loving God as the members of this church, who thought that he would want them to be so hateful and cruel to his other children. I began to realize just how lucky I was to have grown up in such a loving church. A church who will accept children of God even if they grew up in another culture, even if they don't quite believe, even if they are gay. Because God's love is unconditional. And I urge you all to keep accepting everyone, because there is no better way to show God's love than to love all of his creations. It's so sad when someone, especially a child, thinks any kind of love is wrong, because that shows that someone along the way poisoned the child's mind and taught them that this type or that type of love is wrong. When in reality, love is never wrong. It's far better to love someone than to hate. Hate causes war, love doesn't. Romans 13:10 reads, "Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." The bottom line is, whether you agree with their lifestyle or not, they are people created by God just like you. God takes on the hard job of judging others and tells us simply to love each other. And it is so much easier to love than to hate. So take advantage of that relief he gives us. Allow others to make whatever personal choices they want and love them despite it.
The final topic we're going to discuss today is religion. I know it's kind of ironic for us to tell you that you should value other religions, and most of us here today believe in the same religion. How can we possibly stand up here and convince you guys that our beliefs are as real as theirs? Well, this sermon is about respecting others as children of God, not agreeing with them. Despite the irony, the topic is important to discuss because it makes it clear that we should respect everyone as a child of God, even when they are different from us. One of the biggest things in the news associated with religion is the conflict with Islamic extremists or terrorists. I bet a lot of you at one point or another have heard someone say something to the effect of, "They are Muslims, so they must be a terrorist." Even if this is meant as a joke, it's still stereotyping a religion. Not all Muslims are extremists or terrorists, so it is unjust to classify the whole population of Muslims as such. In actuality, Islam is very peaceful and actually very similar to Christianity. In fact, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism all evolved from the same line of Abraham. Today, all three of these religions have the same basic beliefs, one of which being that there is a single God. Like Islam, Christianity also has its extremists, but there are still good Christians like the ones here today. Why would we blame all Muslims for the wrongdoings of a few? So when people insult Muslims by calling them violent or hateful, remember that they are like cousins to the Christian faith, and as such, an insult to them is an insult to us. So it is our job as children of the same God to stand up for them, especially in this time of war and hate.
But it is not only people with religions similar to our own that we should respect and love. People who believe in more than one God and people who believe in no God are also deserving of our respect because what they believe doesn't matter when it comes to how you treat them. We should act on what we believe, and we believe that they are children of God, and so we treat them like children of God. The recipient's beliefs should not change this. When you treat someone with kindness, you should not do so because you think that they believe in the same God that you do. You should treat them right because you know that the God you believe in is kind and loving.
I have a friend who is Muslim and another who is Jewish. And despite their faith, we are best friends and we respect each other's beliefs. If some high schoolers can put aside their differences, then so can you. Now, we are not here to give you a lesson on the different religions, but we are here to tell you that someone's religion should not change how you treat them. Because despite what they believe, we as Christians should recognize that they were made by the same God and thus deserve love and freedom just like us.
So, what does it mean to be a child of God? It means to be exactly who you are, how God made you, despite race or sexuality or religion. God made people and he made them exactly how he wanted them. Everybody is a child of God, and if we can treat each other that way in church, why not spread it outside the church and show what others, treating others as children of God, looks like? It is our duty as Christians to treat all God's children with respect and love, regardless of their differences. You are a child of God, the person sitting next to you is a child of God, a Hindu is a child of God, a homosexual is a child of God. Haitians and Hispanics and everyone are all children of God as much as you and I are. So we ask you to leave today and reflect on how you've been treating and viewing these children of God. Is there anything you would change? We all came into this world as equals, and we should all live as equals. As a high school group, we felt it was very important to share this message with you. And we hope we've made a change, because we believe it is our job as God's children to spread his love to everyone, no matter their differences.